I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. To understand the current commotion between India and Pakistan, you first need to understand a key piece of legislation. Before it was revoked in August, Article 370 gave a special status to Kashmir, India's only Muslim-majority region. The law gave Kashmir autonomy and prevented non-Kashmir residents from permanently settling in the region or running for office. However, FMI's Bruce Allen says the removal of Article 370 means Kashmir's social structure will likely change. Is it an attempt to further India's Hindu supremacy agenda? Possibly, says Allen. Regardless, it's important to respond with prayer.
We want to pray that evangelism efforts would introduce people to the Prince of Peace, because that will be the only lasting peace that ever comes.
To learn more, visit missionnews.org. And it's no secret that Chinese Christians have seen increased pressure. Laws restricting religion are being tightened, and one such law applies to young people. President Eric Berkland says China Partner is feeling its effects.
You cannot proselyze or you cannot convert somebody under the age of 18. The reason being is they feel that at the age of 18, just like here in the United States, you become an adult. And what happens to you after you become an adult is up to you.
In response, China Partner decided to discontinue its Youth Serve training initiative, a program focused on developing young leaders. They'll still have other training opportunities in China, but want to respect local partners who've asked them to stop. Please pray for China Partner as they seek God's will for other programs moving forward. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org, a service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Transworld Radio offers a free booklet this month called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.